Hey everybody, I'm C.
I'm Jen.
And you're listening to Tom Tit and Baobab.
Welcome back to Tom Tit and Baobab, the New York Times Spelling Bee-inspired podcast that's all about words, word games, and the word nerds who love them. See, since this episode will be released on October 30th, I thought it would be fun to make it a Halloween-themed show.
Halloween. I like it. But let's not be scary, okay? The world's scary enough already.
That is very true. How about Silly Halloween?
Silly Halloween, I can get behind. I'm also into any listeners maybe sending us candy.
Ooh, I like that idea. Personally, listeners, I like mini Snickers that you can freeze.
That's what pretty about good. You, C? I'll take Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. How's that?
I like it. What do you think Sam's favorite candy is?
Sam. What does Sam like? To eat little children like Hansel and Gretel's witch?
I don't know why that's so funny.
I have this image of him like in a house, like with a big hat and kind of curled over.
I think Smarties. I think Sam likes Smarties.
You think you're a Smartie.
We're nerds.
Oh,
nerds.
God. What do you think Sam's going to be for Halloween?
Oh, I don't even know what I'm going to be for Halloween.
You could dress up like Beatrice.
Okay, well, I'll dress up like Beatrice if you dress up like Sam.
Like Sam as the Hansel and Gretel.
Sam, the editor of the Spelling Bee, is B-Dye. You know I'm totally photoshopping this for social media.
Yeah, you go ahead and photoshop whatever you want because I'm not dressing up as Sam.
Maybe we should dress up as words for Halloween.
And how would that work, Jen?
Okay, so I could be like zany, and that this is no reflection on your son, Zane. But like zany, you would wear those, you know, those things. Nobody can see what I'm doing right now, but I got those.
She's
like,
making the ears that have like,
with
yes,
the balls
exactly.
On the end.
Those were very popular.
I would wear like big, colorful glasses that make your eyes go crazy and like striped socks.
Oh. So I had this image that you meant like, we'd be wearing a word, like, you know, this whole word cutout. I hadn't thought of, like, you have to figure out what we are a word. Because, like, you're always a word. Like, if you dress like a witch, you're a witch. Witch is
no,
a word.
But you're being, like, a literal word. I mean, like, dress up conceptual. It's a conceptual Halloween costume.
No. Right? I want a literal word.
Like, you could be joy. You could dress up as an ice cream cone. And when people go like, oh, that's a great costume. You're an ice cream cone. You could be like, no, I'm the essence of joy.
That's something different. And people always do this. There's always some annoying person who's at a party and like thinks they're all clever and probably is eating the Smarties. There you go.
Probably me.
Yeah. All right, Jen, this is all fine and good for actual Halloween. But how are we making this a Halloween episode?
All right. What if we call it The Nightmare Before Halloween and we sing, what's this? What's this? Every time we come across the new B word.
What's this? What's this? All right. You know I like singing, so I got into that part, but you're always overcomplicating things. Can we just make our transition spooky?
For example,
it's going to be the week in bees.
This is the part of the show where we talk about bees from the previous week. Today, we're starting with Saturday, October 21st, and ending with Friday, October 27th. We both agreed last week's bees were pretty frustrating. See, did you think that Sam had more tricks or treats in store for us this past week?
Trick or treats. I like it. Well, I will say, first of all, that some of my best treats this week were in the email. We had lots of good emails, including a cool one from Marsha, who told us about what the deal is with donuts and leaf peepers. I think you want to save that for the housekeeping, right?
Yes.
Okay, not this week, but it's coming up. Jen loves to housekeep.
I do. I'm very clean and tidy.
Yes. But also a great video. Can we show this video somehow?
Are you gonna post it on social media for sure?
Awesome. From Sarah. And this connected to the word lagerl, which was Monday, October 23rd. She sent us the song of the Canadian lagerollers.
Yes, called the Log Driver's Waltz. And I mean, it's really an awesome video and an awesome song. It starts with this like vintage footage of actual like guys who are rolling logs, I guess.
Which is exactly as cool as you think it would be.
And
yes.
Then all of a sudden it shifts into this cartoon that's all about somebody wanting to marry a log driver.
Which prompted me to say, like, how did you ever know this song? But I do like the word log roll. It's exactly what it sounds like, which is kind of
cool.
It's
a noble profession, the log roller.
It's a noble profession.
Until you get into politics and then it becomes corrupt.
And then you become a bad man, which was not a word on Sunday the 22nd.
The B. Can you believe that? What does he have against bad man?
No Batman, no bad man. What can I say?
Oh, man. It's a real word. Outlaw.
That's what I feel like this week was. And maybe it was just the 2 days of compound words. And I honestly liked it. I have to say, I thought that
the week.
Yeah. I mean, I liked the week, but I'm saying I also liked, let's see, it was Wednesday the 25th and Thursday the 26th mm-hmm. that the pangrams were compound words. I don't remember if there was another day, but mm-hmm. I know you don't love compound words, but I really like appreciated fivefold.
Fivefold. I appreciated that too. It was good. It was hard. I thought it was one of like the hardest pangrams.
It was. And I love it being a hard pangram that was an easy word. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's so cool. Like, that is hard to make true.
Instead of like, what's the color one that's ridiculous?
Color one?
Yeah, there's one that starts with color that's like a ridiculous pangram.
Oh, Coloratura, the music.
No, not that one. There's another one. Anyway, fivefold was good.
Okay.
I like fivefold.
But it did take both of us a long time to get it. And as a matter of fact, I didn't see it in the morning. And then I went and, you know, worked all day and couldn't even get back to it till late at night. At which point I saw a text conversation between Jen and my mom about like, oh, we finally got it. And something you guys said about it made me realize that it was like a regular weird word, but like a regular word.
I saw your text after that when you were like, oh, I got it based on what you said. And I looked back at what we said and I was like, how in the world did anything that we say?
Because here's the thing. So for me, and this happens all the time, if I don't see something right away, a lot of times mm-hmm. I immediately assume it's something ridiculous, right?
Right.
Like Tempe yes. with an eye, mm-hmm. that kind of thing, or, you know?
Right.
And so I go looking for those and I don't think about mm-hmm. normal words, right? So something in the way you guys wrote it made me realize that the word was going to be a compound.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Probably because it was hard for me to see. You were like,
right. And something, and it was going to be something normal. And so immediately you said it. And I mean, mm-hmm. I looked at this and I went, oh, fivefold, which also happened to me on the 26th, where I usually like to do the pangram first.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked, I didn't see it. And I was like, oh, is this another hard one? And then all of a sudden I got cotton and realized, oh, okay, cotton mouth.
Oh, right.
But like it took, you know, for a little bit, I was like, is this going to be, you know,
well,
difficult?
Do you know that same day on Thursday, it usually takes me a while to get the pangram.
Yeah.
Like I usually get it somewhere in the middle. On Thursday, cottonmouth.
Yeah.
I saw immediately.
That's
like I
weird.
Opened up the B and I was like, oh, cottonmouth.
And
isn't
why
that weird?
That is weird. Now, why do you think you saw cottonmouth?
I have no idea.
So what is?
And it's a compound word.
And do you know what it is?
When
you
when
saw
you have,
it, don't look anything
I'm
up.
Not.
When you saw it, what did you think?
I thought that's when you're like, you have cottonmouth.
Okay.
Like it's hard for
right.
you to talk.
So what's funny is when I saw it, I thought cottonmouth, that's a word. And I was like, the snake? Or do they mean like you have cotton mouth?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you look it up in Merriam-Webster, which I did, the definition is the snake. That is the definition. And that is definition anywhere else you look it up. That is what cotton mouth is. Mm. But then weirdly, when Merriam-Webster has like things from the web, all of them are about having cotton mouth. But it's not even a secondary definition.
I'm looking at it now. That's so,
so now
funny.
That makes me think that that part of the Merriam-Webster dictionary online must be AI'd or, you know, some sort of automatic thing and not something that anyone looks at. Because if somebody looked at it, they would have gone, oh, well, wait a minute. All of our senses have nothing to do with the definition.
Well, I think it calls for us contacting Merriam-Webster and telling them to update their cottonmouth definition.
Well, it also suggests that they need to have somebody there who, I mean, because if this happened with cottonmouth, I'm assuming it's not the only place. And especially more and more weird things come on the web, they're going to get these sentences. And it's happened before that we've seen sentences that we've been like, huh? But now. Mm-hmm.
Or where they used it wrong in the sentence. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So now I'm really like, huh, interesting. Uh-huh. So
that's really interesting. And we're going to alert Merriam-Webster.
Are
about
we?
This,
so I hope you are.
Listeners,
I'll
stay
forget
tuned.
That as soon as we walk out. But
that's going to be another thing for housekeeping.
Hey, I want to talk about on October 23rd. Okay. I hate the word whorl. I thought it was a super annoying word the last four times it was in there. Mm-hmm. But then I was really mad when it wasn't there on October 23rd, and I know that word.
It's like peckin', right?
Right. I thought it was crazy.
I know. I did too. I kept putting it in. I was like, am I spelling it wrong? Did I like mix up what the word was? So for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, H-O-R-A-L has appeared.
Which I've complained about on this show.
We've complained about it. Yes, we did. And it has appeared four times before in the B, as recently as last month. That's when we talked about it on the show. It means having to do with hours or on the hour. And all of a sudden, this week, it doesn't count anymore.
Annoying. I'm allowed to complain when it's there. Now I
can
need
I say,
it in there.
Arg, which we've also complained about before. But how is arg only allowed to be spelled with two A's?
Especially when it's R-G. Not the first spelling in Merriam-Webster.
No. And when you had a week that included amoeba with just an E and bandana spelled two ways, and then you're only going to spell arg with two A's?
It
makes no
zero sense to me. And it's funny because then I was like, do they ever have the three A's? Like, what is happening here? And
I couldn't remember. I knew. Yeah. I knew that there was like a weird thing about it. So I was trying to type it in all different ways. Right. And I finally looked it up.
Of course.
Because I was like, I'm never going to get this. Every spelling of arg is right.
Right.
That's what
or
I said.
I actually would be 100% fine if he just included A-R-G-H.
Yeah.
I think that would be fully reasonable. To only include A-A-R-G-H is just nonsensical.
Nonsensical.
And this is the kind of thing I was just talking about with Fivefold. I mean, it's not the same, but you get so wrapped up in like, okay, what weird thing is happening? And let me try. Yeah. You know, it's like, we got the word arc. Like, why do I have to find 15 spellings of it?
No,
you know?
Only like, one spelling that's the right spelling.
Well, one bad spelling. Yeah. Though I did know all the spellings of doxing. So I was happy about that.
Me too. And can I just say, that was a really fun day. This is Saturday 10/21.
You like the X's and
Z's.
Because
it had an X and a Z in it, which I thought was awesome. I don't remember that ever happening before, has it?
I don't know. It's a good question. Huh.
So I really liked that.
I did like that. What'd you think about today, Friday the 27th, the 5-pangram day?
What? There are 5 pangrams today?
Glad to break the news, Jen.
That's how
five
I feel about it. I was just going to say to you that I only just started and...
You're nowhere?
5 pangrams?
Five
I don't
pangrams.
Even know if I've won yet. Oh my gosh.
Well, it's kind of fun. So I won't say anything else to not ruin it for you, though. Really, you should have done it before we taped.
I did. I tried. I started.
It's a monster. I'll
give
you that.
It would have been canny of me. You know, this is an interesting thing.
Yes.
Do you know cannily, which is in the puzzle?
Right.
C-A-N-N-I-L-Y.
Today on the 27th, yes.
Is related to canny, which is like means clever or
it's related
true.
As in it is the same word, just a different form of speech.
Yes. That's not what I'm saying. Isn't it weird that uncanny is not the opposite of canny?
So cannily being clever, uncanny, like, isn't it amazing that it's exactly the same? Yeah,
uncanny
I guess that
is
weird.
Like supernatural.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Wait, uncanny is not supernatural. Uncanny is like, isn't it interesting? It's uncanny.
In a mysterious sort of way. Being beyond what is normal or expected, suggesting superhuman or supernatural powers, an uncanny sense of direction. That's straight out of Merriam-Webster.
That's a little bit
that's
much
what it means.
Uncanny, please.
That's what it means. But it's not the opposite. So it's really, I think that's really weird that you have two words, one with an un, not the opposite.
I don't know where else that is. That would be interesting.
I don't know either. You know what else I wanted to say about this week is that.
What else did you want to say?
I wanted to say a couple of things, but you really had a lot to say this week. No pipetted.
Well, there's
We've
so
about
many.
That before, I know.
There's so many no words.
Pipetted
that I did
was
not
ridiculous.
Get. No ding dong.
No ding dong. How are you supposed to ring a doorbell on Halloween without
donging,
a ding dong?
No ingoing.
Oh, wait,
right,
can I
sorry.
Tell you? I have Go something ahead. Funny to tell you about dong.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So
I love a story that starts that way. Yes.
I was looking up ding dong to find out like why Sam would possibly not include ding dong I ended up looking up dong. And of course, like the first definition that comes up is Oxford Languages, and it's a low resonant sound like a bell.
Right.
And then dong. You scroll down and a couple more people see that. And then you get on Google to the Merriam-Webster preview, and it just says, the meaning of dong is a penis.
Really?
I swear to God.
Is it even like a secondary definition in any other
app? I don't know, because I was just scrolling down Google and I was like, seriously, Merriam-Webster, like Urban Dictionary, I might expect that of.
I appreciate it. That's pretty good.
No, guess what? In Merriam-Webster, oh, this is super interesting. In Merriam-Webster, they have two definitions. The first one says usually vulgar, penis. The second one is the basic monetary unit of Vietnam. Mm-mm. And they don't say that it's a resonant sound at all.
That's weird, huh?
Right? Again, I think we need to,
get in touch with Merriam-Webster. We need to take over Merriam-Webster.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
Except I do like them in general. So
I do too. But it would be fun to take them over for the day.
Yes.
Okay, I have one more thing I need to talk about.
Need to talk about, yes?
Tumid.
Oh,
because I
tumid.
Missed it. On Tuesday,
Tumid is a little bit Halloween-y to me. A tumid leg.
Damn. I didn't know what tumid was. And I didn't get it.
Engorged. Yeah.
Like swollen, right?
Yeah. Don't so you have that image?
Well, I told you that my new mnemonic for that is tumid. Wait. I don't remember my mnemonic.
When it's humid, it's tumid. Hello?
When it's tumid. That's right. You swell up when it's humid. When it's tumid. Yeah.
Jen, I have a Halloween joke for you.
Oh, I like jokes and I like Halloween.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo who?
Don't cry. It's time for your favorite part of the show.
You're hilarious.
Aren't I? And now, my spooky word of the week. Whoa.
This is the part of the show where we take turns unmasking a word to find out what it's really about. One of us picks the word from the previous week's puzzles, learns about it, and shares what they've learned. See, we can skip today if you want to share your Halloween candy instead.
Ha ha, never. It's all mine. But you do have a good prescience. Can you have good prescience? You are prescient.
I am prescient.
Because you might have guessed that I really wanted to talk about Halloween words. As a matter of fact, I was looking to see from this week what words. So this is not how I usually do it. Usually I say, oh, what's an interesting word? But I was like, it's Halloween. Yeah. We're doing Halloween words. And I saw hologram from this week.
Good
right?
One.
And holograms, right? Three-dimensional images reproduced from a pattern. That makes me think Halloween, right? And then I thought vilified villain.
Good one.
But even better, ooze, right?
Yeah.
Aren't you getting kind of creeped out already?
I'm getting creeped out.
The problem is, though, that we had one obvious winner, which is horror.
You actually scared me right then.
So our word this week is horror. So what is horror? Horror is, and this is from Etymology Online, from the early 14th century, feeling of disgust. Okay. Now, horror is a noun, and it comes from Old Latin, horror, dread, veneration, religious awe, and literally a shaking, trembling, shudder, chill.
Huh.
So the way I looked at this is the original form of horror was actually like literally the shaking, like
bristling, what you experience when you feel horror.
Exactly. Huh. Yeah, and it's actually the source of a word that ends up being hedgehog.
What?
I won't go into all of it, but right? You think of it, bristles, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Horror, okay? Pretty
interesting
to me. But how does it become horror films? Like, when do horror movies start?
Well, after movies.
Well, I looked up a couple things, and from the New York Film Academy, they have the first horror movie in the history of the horror genre. What was the first horror movie? Any clue?
The Museum of Wax.
Madame Tussauds wax exhibition was kind of an original horror thing. That was from the Chamber of Horrors in 1849.
Yeah.
And
that
was this gallery
of
notorious criminals.
Okay.
But yeah, okay. So that actually was. But The first horror movie is credited as emerging in the late 1890s, 1896 specifically. It was a French film called La Menor des Diables. That's not French, but that's as good as my French gets.
Something about the devil. So,
yeah, it's known in English as The Haunted Castle or The House of the Devil. Okay, and that's considered the world's
first
horror movie. This is 1896.
Okay. Okay. So it was a silent film.
Just a few years after the first filmmakers even emerged.
Yeah.
The 3-minute film complete with cauldrons, animated skeletons, ghosts, transforming bats, and ultimately an incarnation of the devil. That's the first one. But then between 1900 and 1920, you get more supernatural films.
And they're uncanny.
There's more films that, and a lot of them are after the literature classics like Frankenstein or Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, right? But still not horror films the way we think of them. That really starts in the 1920s and 30s. And lots of internet sources that are not this New York Film Academy would put it right at Nosferatu.
Oh, Nosferatu.
Dracula.
Yes.
Okay. And really like the 1930s. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, that is, if you look up just when is it a genre in film, you'd see 1934 in the etymology online. So that is the short beginnings of horror films, okay, in the 30s. And really, Dracula makes it really popular.
Yeah.
One more thing about horror movies that I thought was interesting is when I looked up horror in Merriam-Webster, which we've talked about a lot today, I see words we're watching, Final Girl. Mm-hmm. So Merriam-Webster adds words, just like all dictionaries, right?
Right?
Based on things that are happening in culture.
Yep.
And they often talk about words that they're thinking about adding. And one of these words is apparently Final Girl.
I don't even know what that is.
Now, given what I've just been talking about, take a guess. Think about what I was just talking about.
I think it's the last girl standing in a horror movie.
Exactly.
Really?
I'm quoting this straight from Merriam-Webster. The final girl is a trope in horror movies, referring to the female protagonist who remains alive at the end of the film after the other characters have been killed, when she is usually placed in a position to confront the killer.
Wow.
And then they have all these examples, and apparently that's a thing, and people talk about final girl, like that's a thing that they're thinking of adding to the dictionary.
That is really, really interesting. Huh? For sure.
Yes. So
I
that
have so many
is
questions.
That is my little romp into the world of horror.
See, that was almost as good as a frozen mini Snickers.
You know what else is almost as good as a frozen mini Snickers?
What's that?
The next part of the show. Unbelievable words. All right, guys, Unbelievable Words is a short, fast segment where we exchange vocabulary we've recently discovered or rediscovered.
Really, it's just an excuse to talk about cool words that we come across in places other than the bee.
Yes.
All right, so my word is inspired by our Halloween theme, and it is crank'em, crank'em.
Crank'em, crank'em.
Crank'em, crank'em.
Crank'em, crank'em. What's crank'em, crank'em? I like how you're saying it's scary.
It's not real, because it sounds scary, right? And it actually is not having to do with Halloween, but when I got it from Word Genius, the picture they have with it is all of these jack-o'-lanterns with glowing eyes and fancy decorations.
Hmm.
So it really refers to the fancy decorations. Elaborate decoration or detail, or like something full of twists and turns. So it also is used to talk about like zigzags or like old pathways that are crank'em, crank'em. This is a sample sentence that I created using ChatGPT. I've been experimenting a lot with AI recently, ever since our AI episode.
Oh, good.
ChatGPT sentence. The antique shop was filled with all sorts of crank'em, crank'em decorations, from ornate doorknobs to elaborate candelabras.
Excellent.
So, C, do you have a word?
I do have a word. My word this week is chatoyant.
Wait, that's one of my favorite words.
It's one of your favorite words? Well, I got it on a list of beautiful words. I figured being so spooky this week, I needed to add light to this.
Well, and it's good because it has to do with cats. In some ways.
In some
like, ways. Chatoyant is like glowing, right?
So it's
like illuminated.
Specifically, having a changeable luster or color with an undulating narrow band of white light. So usually it's in relation to gems, right? A chatoyant gem. Mm-hmm. But as you pointed out, chat was cat, and it comes from the French cat. And refers to a cat's eye glowing, chatoyant.
Do you want to give a sentence about a black cat?
No. Cats. What does that put me in mind of?
Black cats.
Black cats walking. Seems pretty wild. The wild card.
That was my spin. The wild card is the surprise part of the show. It's like when you get home from trick-or-treating and you empty your pillowcase contents onto the floor. You never know what you're going to get. Sometimes you hit the jackpot and you get a full-size Reese's peanut butter cup.
Woo!
Sometimes you get a stale Hershey's Kiss that's half unwrapped.
Well, today we have a peanut butter cup in store. My mom's here.
That's right, everybody. It's Trash Words with Janice time.
Jen, before we get started, do you want to define what a trash word is for listeners who might not know?
Absolutely. A trash word is a word that counts in the bee but isn't actually a word. Or it is a word, but it shouldn't be a word. And it most certainly should not count in the bee.
This term was coined by my mom, and past examples have included fanfic, photog, and of course, phablet.
Trash Words with Janice Mosca.
Hi, Janice.
Hello, everyone.
Thanks for coming.
Oh, sure.
Mom, we have a new set of words to run by you. You ready, or did you actually bring some of your own?
Well, I brought not so much a trash word, but a word that I have a problem with for a specific reason.
Okay.
I mean, it's a compound word that I think should be two words.
I might know what it is.
And it turned out to be a pangram.
Oh.
So it definitely bugged me. Because how could this be the pangram when I don't think this is even a word?
And this word is?
Fivefold.
One of my favorite words from this week.
We did. We talked about fivefold.
I think it's two words.
Why do you think it's two words when it's one word?
I mean, I don't know.
Now, I will admit that when I saw it, I thought it would be hyphenated.
Me too. I was just going to say that.
Right. So, at least hyphenated.
So are other like tenfold, twofold, are those all words? Like, is threefold, like, is anything a word?
Yeah.
Like, all of them are words and none of them are hyphenated.
Well, I think I might hyphenate all of them.
Wait a minute. Except,
but maybe not, because twofold.
What my question is, what is the reality?
I'll tell you what caused the problem.
Okay, reality is whatever we make it.
The problem came up when I wrote down that I forgot to get ice cream.
Right.
And I realized, why isn't ice cream one word? If fivefold is one word, ice cream certainly should be one word because there's nothing else that it means.
That totally does not track. Why would ice cream being one word have anything to do with fivefold? First of all, I don't understand why you think ice cream should be one word. Like, it's two different words.
Because it's one thing. That's
well, I want to just say something in Janice's defense for a minute.
Oh, my God.
And that is, I don't think that there is a correlation between fivefold and ice cream, other than that fivefold ice cream is a good thing. But I like, why is ice cream two words? Like, for instance, today, oil can, it was one word. Like, why isn't oil can two words?
Exactly.
Well, because
all these compounds.
It's an oil can. It's.
Yeah, there is a thing called an oil can. We know what it looks like because we've all seen The Wizard of Oz.
Right. But ice cream, I mean, there's lots of words, I guess, that are two words.
It would be descriptive if it was iced cream. And it probably was originally.
Like iced tea.
Which I also always think should be one word, but it's not.
But ice cream is not descriptive in the same way because it's not ice cream.
So on our housekeeping,
ice cream,
Jen,
is a thing.
So Jen, seriously, on housekeeping, I think we need to look at some point at, was it ever iced cream?
Okay.
And why is it two words? Like, what is the history of ice cream? What do you think?
Well, I am more than happy to find out about the history of ice cream.
I mean, this is something that we're all
Very passionate.
But let's go back to trash words for a second.
I'm going to go back to fivefold and tell you that I did look up like hundredfold, because I was just like, is any word with fold? Mm-hmm. No, hundredfold is one word. There's no dash. So that's a word, Mom. Sorry, not a trash word, not a two word. It's a word. So twofold, hundredfold, tenfold, all one word, never hyphen. Mm. So, sorry, Mom.
All right.
Sorry, that's just how it is.
Okay.
Did you have another one from the week?
Well, I was bothered by Lane. L-A-I-N.
I'm actually always bothered by Lane, too.
I'm not bothered by that at all. What bothers you about that?
When do you use that word?
I can only think of it only maybe in, I think it's the past perfect, maybe, or like.
Yeah,
it is past participle of lie. But how do you use Lane? Like
I had Lane for 100 years or 100-fold years.
Yeah, and you don't understand why you have a problem with that word? That sounds ridiculous.
I don't have a problem with it.
Well, that's because you have no problem sounding ridiculous. So I'm with you, Mom, and against
you. You know what? It's because I like to lie.
I had Lane.
And I could have lain. Oh, there you go. I could have lain there for 100 years.
That is her example of why it sounds so good. Now, if you said this, you sound like a doofus.
Well,
that's
no,
what
I mean, this is the only
I don't.
Time that I could think that it was there.
Look at her. Look how upset she looks. I'm not. I don't look like a doofus.
I don't understand how you think that I could have lain there for 100 years is a weird use of language.
Because I think I would have said laid.
Yeah.
I would have laid there for 100 years? No.
L-A-I-D.
Yeah.
But we probably.
No, I would have lain there. I would have lain there until somebody pulled me by the arms and dragged me to my feet.
Or somebody like stepped on your head because they said that was
laid.
A stupid way of talking.
That's so violent.
A little violent. I'm feeling a little violent about
it. It doesn't look right. It just doesn't look right.
Can we agree to disagree on this and move on to some actual trash words? Do you have any others, Janice?
No.
Okay.
No.
I made a list of words. I don't necessarily think that they're trash words. I'm not sure. But I wanted to see if Janice thought that they were trash words.
But are there any that you think are trash words?
Okay. So I think that eyeing, E-Y-I-N-G, as opposed to E-Y-E-I-N-G, is a trash word.
E-Y-I-N-G?
Yes. E-Y-I-N-G.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there were a number of alternative spellings that I thought were trash.
There we go.
This is one of them.
Yes.
Yes.
Was amoeba another one?
Amoeba, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so A-M-E-B-A, also trash word, or trash spelling. Maybe these should be trash spellings.
Yes. How about ambiance with an A? Oh,
if you could see Janice's face.
Kind of think that they are two different words.
But I don't think they are.
We know what ambience is, right? Just the atmosphere in a place.
Yes.
Ambience seems to me to have to do with people.
Okay, but you're wrong.
If they're friendly. They try to get along with each other.
They're exactly the same word, just so you know. They're just alternate spellings. I like it, but not true.
I believe what Cecilia was trying to say, Janice, is that was a trash explanation.
Absolutely.
I am a grade A bullshitter.
Oh, I was going to say that there were some abbreviations and slang words in recent puzzles that I thought might be trash words. For instance, I believed that cuke was a trash word.
Hmm. It is. It's a trash word.
But it's a trash word you like.
You know, I don't think I would use it.
You wouldn't?
No.
I was thinking that you might have liked it because you like, you know, you
like
cukes.
I do like
cucumbers. And, you know, it's cute to say cukes.
But I don't.
Yeah, it is. Much better than laying.
No, it's not. You know what? I would have lain down and protested the word cute.
When you're lying down.
It's a trash word. Yes.
Thank you, Janice. What about dunno?
That's dunno. It's not how that is.
I thought it was fun when I found it. It was really, got a kick out of it.
And it's always there.
It is.
But it's not a word. I don't think it's a word.
I think Cecilia thinks it's a word.
It's like, to know is a stupid word, but it bugs me less than doggo. Doggo is like the worst of the trash word abbreviations. Like
right.
Doggo is pretty bad.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think about the word that I got last one day this week and thought, oh, of course, because I never remember this word, which is hoorah.
I had so much trouble figuring out a way to spell that.
Yeah.
And that's not the only one. I couldn't spell arg.
Yeah.
So is hoorah a trash word or no?
No, it's a real word.
Did you not listen to Jared's episode?
I was with you when we were listening to hoorah.
Yeah. And how it came from the military.
Yeah, right. I still think it's a trash word. I also thought snafu is a trash word because it's an abbreviation. It's not a word.
It's an acronym.
That's true.
Right.
But it's one that we use.
I don't know. I'm not for it. Hoorah seems silly to me. Yes.
No,
almost as silly as grandma, G-R-A-M-M-A. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I don't like it. I mean, it's another alternate spelling.
But it's not even, like, and I don't think he would have counted Grammy.
No, he definitely wouldn't have counted Grammy.
Why is grandma not spelled right?
Well,
any better than Grammy?
So let me say this. Grandma, in addition to being a grandmom or a grandma, is a kind of grass. And grandma with two M's in the dictionary, when it defines it as grandmother, it says that the double M grandma is an alternate spelling of a single M grandma.
Wait, there's a G-R-A-M-A? Because he didn't count that.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's an alternate of another word he doesn't count?
Yes.
I'm going no grandma. I think grandma's a trash word. Sorry.
Unless you're talking about a field of grass, of like whatever this special grandma grass is.
Right. Special grandma grass.
That sounds like pot for old ladies. Grandma grass.
Trash word.
Janice, it was super fun as always to have you on.
Thanks, Mom.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right.
Anytime.
And that's it for this spooky, silly Halloween episode of Tom Tit and Baobab.
Thanks for being with us. And please come back next week. We drop a new episode of TNB every Monday.
Until then, be in touch. We want to know all about the bees you like, bees you hate, words you miss, and words you'd like to know about. And of course, we'd love to see pictures of your Halloween costumes.
That's right. You can find us on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. You can also email us at tomtitandbaobab@gmail.com.
If you never want to miss an episode of TNB, subscribe or follow us. And if you're listening on Spotify, don't forget to answer the Q&A and take the poll.
Last but not least, if you like TNB, leave us a rating or a review. This helps other word nerds and puzzle lovers find our very indie, very spooky,
very silly
podcast.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Do it.